On a hill overlooking Ketchikan, the city's people gather to celebrate. Poets, politicians, and other dedicated members of the community chat over cake and coffee as children happily explore the brand new space that abounds with books for all ages. Light piano music floats through the air, and a roaring fireplace makes this cavernous space feel as intimate as a living room. Speeches by public figures, music from local bands, and a variety of activities for children mark the opening day of the brand new Ketchikan Public Library on January 19th. People streamed in and out of the new building on Copper Ridge Lane all day, getting to know the new library, which formerly shared the downtown Centennial Building with the Tongass Historical Museum. Linda Gens, the library's director, says she is honored to have been given the chance to oversee the new public space. But she also notes a far more gratifying benefit, seeing community support for the library at its grand opening.
It's also been great because this community really, really cares about their library and they use it. And I'm so happy in this place that people are coming in, they're sitting, they're reading books, they're using their computers, they're just enjoying the space.
Before a formal ribbon-cutting ceremony in front of the new building, a number of Ketchikan notables gave speeches celebrating the new space. Mayor Lou Williams III kept the crowd in stitches, saying his role in the project was mostly symbolic, while praising the efforts of Linda Gens and former library director Judith McQuarrie, who retired recently. State Senator Bert Stedman detailed how the plan navigated through Alaska's legislature, but he also used the podium to make a broader appeal to a library's contribution to society.
50 years from now, 75 years from now, when the next generations look back, I think they're going to thank all of the people in this room. The future of democracy is through literacy. And if you can't read, we don't have a democracy.
Speeches and ceremony aside, the day held plenty of entertainment for some of Ketchikan's most important citizens, its children.
We need some cans for stories. I'm gonna shake, shake, shake my sillies out. Shake, shake, shake my sillies out. Shake, shake, shake my sillies out. Bag all my wiggles away.
Ketchikan native Kathy Stanton played kid-friendly music and told stories, while other activities throughout the day kept the children in attendance pretty busy. A scavenger hunt and cupcake walk had kids and teens laughing and exploring all day in different parts of the library. In the children's portion of the building, the young ones of all ages got acquainted with some new toys in a large play area. And, of course, like any good kid, they got some reading done too.
My name is Emily Ramsey. I go to Houtling Elementary, and I'm 9 years old. I usually just read Garfield and Wolf books.
With an interest in saber-toothed tigers and reading, Emily seems both her age and mature for it. She only has one complaint about the library, which, well, isn't much of a complaint at all.
I'm really excited about the new library. It's just really big, though, and hard to find the little things.
For those who just wanted to kick back and relax by the fire, there was ample opportunity. Many attendees at the grand opening of the new Ketchikan Public Library chose to sit in the big, comfortable chairs by the window, marvel at Ketchikan's natural beauty, and eat some seriously good cake. The new library is located at 1110 Copper Ridge Lane and is open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Thursday to Saturday. The library is closed Sundays. From Ketchikan, this is Sean Carlson.